guys. Welcome to the 117th episode of the Line in the Cannon podcast. I'm your host, Matt, always joined by my colleague, Reese, and stalked by our other co-host, Paco.
Welcome back, guys. Hello, Paco. Matt, a special episode today. We got some Premier League football, some FA Cup reviews as well. Just a little bit of a conversation about FA Cup. And then we have a League Cup semifinal preview this week as Arsenal play Chelsea. And of course, the league upcoming next weekend as well. But Matt, first, let's jump into the Premier League. Are you ready, my friend?
Yes, sir. Let's hit it.
Jumping back to Tuesday, we have West Ham at home hosting Nottingham Forest, losing 2-1 in the Santos Derby. Matt, what were your thoughts on this one?
So I was able to pay more attention to this than I thought. I just got to say, man, like West Ham took the lead early and it really looked like it was their game. But Sean Dyche was like, hold my beer.
Yeah, I just feel like Forest just have too much quality for West Ham. And I don't know, I just feel bad for West Ham fans, man, because if they do get relegated this season, which all signs are pointing that they are, it's going to be tough to get back into the league because you're going to have to sell off all these assets, you know, with the relegation clause.
Not to mention, I mean, I have to look at the table, but I think they'll have one of the most, like, jaw-dropping stadiums in the championship. I mean, London Stadium isn't a soccer ground, but it is a beast.
It's the equivalent to walking into Wembley in a sense for those, for the championship teams. I mean, that's huge for them. So
I mean, they're going to have a, like, it's not like you're like a Southampton coming down. Like West Ham hasn't been down in a while. It exactly. was like when Aston Villa went down, everyone was just like trying to snipe them.
Hey, it's a European winner too, man. You know, just,
oh yeah. I forgot the elusive Europa Conference League.
Indeed. Shout out to Forrest. Congrats on the win. Into the Wednesday slate, Matt. We got Fulham at home hosting Chelsea, beating them 2-1. Goals from Jimenez and Harry Wilson. A lone goal from Delap and a 22nd-minute red card from Cucurella. Matt, what were your thoughts on this one, my friend?
So I chose to watch Brentford Sunderland and Tottenham Bournemouth instead of this game. They were all on at the same time. It was during my work day. I didn't have any opportunity to watch it, but I couldn't believe that you guys lost.
Yeah, I feel like I'm the only Chelsea fan that's annoyed that our coach was at the game but not coaching the game. I didn't see any sort of reporting on it. And I understand it was only one day of practice. But again, we're giving duties to a U21 coach who you promoted to the coaching staff anyways. Like, just let him be at the practice then, and you could still coach and provide your tactics and enthusiasm. But instead, he waits until the weekend. I find that as a problem. But Matt, my issues are always...
As a storyteller, though, I see what they're doing for those scriptwriters of the league.
Yeah, I just... For me, Matt, I'm disappointed because this was such a huge game. Fulham are in great form right now. They're in a top four race. Harry Wilson is looking like one of the best players on the planet right now. I mean, the form that he's in has been great. So this was a great performance for Fulham. We'll have to see how this Chelsea team looks when they return to the league, but it's going to be a while before we see it, Matt. But any final thoughts on this one?
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I was watching the just beating of the other game, and I couldn't believe that you guys were losing. Like, they kept putting the score up in the corner, and I was just like, how is Chelsea have a red card?
Yeah, Cucurella should have just conceded the goal because we were settling into the game just fine. So it was just a silly error to make. And Matt, honestly, man, we could win all the trophies that we're competing for this season. I'm not going to be convinced of anything until next winter at this point, because there's so many games to be played. And even if they just go on this run, it's because they're getting healthier. It's because they're, still talented team. So, it's a weird time to be a Chelsea fan overall.
No, I feel you, man. It is a weird. I remember the Inter when Wenger left. I was like, I know it's completely different, but I was just like, what's going to happen? All I've known is Arsene. But you're kind of like the opposite. It's like a new stepdad. Man, mom is a hoe.
Fulham have beaten Chelsea 4 times in the Premier League history. 3 of them have been under Clear Lake. Just just an interesting stat to think of,
Well, I
but
will
this
say this too,
yeah.
are the American owners of Chelsea. You need to look at who hates you, because like Fulham is picking your bones right now. And I think Brentford's been doing the same lately too.
Exactly.
I mean,
And
if
these are
QPR comes back, it could just be three losses.
these are London rivals, and I don't think they're taking them serious. If I'm hiring this manager, I'm putting him in that first game. I'm not gonna let him sit next to me in the stands while my fans are telling me "fuck off, Egbali" in the middle of the game. Like they're chanting at their ownership with their manager sitting right next to him, telling him to "f off" and get out of the club.
Because unlike our friend Ty, I do believe Fulham is a proper football club.
Yes, I agree. Credit to Fulham, man. They like I said, they're on a crazy run. It'll be interesting to see who they play next, man.
I'm sorry, I don't know why that Ty quote, the two Ty quotes that always stick in my head, it was raining and Fulham should just be disbanded or whatever he said about them exactly. And I'm just like,
Shout
yeah.
out to Ty, man.
Ty,
Gotta love Ty.
hope you survive that rain.
Credit to Fulham. Into the next game here, guys. We got another big win here. We got Bournemouth at home hosting Spurs and winning 3-2. Goals from Evan Nielsen, Kroupi, Semenyo, Tell, and Bellingha. Matt, things are going from bad to worse for this Tottenham side. Even at the end of the game, we see Mickey van de Ven go to this to the away fans and talk and get in some sort of dispute with the fans, has to be held back by his teammates. But Matt, what do you think of the game?
I watched the last 15 minutes after it became abundantly clear that Sunderland were kind of just worn down to a nub. I went and watched the end of this game, and it just looked like Tottenham were playing football, but they just were like a level below what Bournemouth were able to put out.
They have
And it was just
20.
kind of sad because it was just like they controlled the tempo.
They have 21 through balls all season. That's an insane stat for a team that used to be very high pressing and have these counterattacks, and you'd have Son literally make the run of a lifetime and Kane would just drop back and ping one to him on in the middle of a run. They have 21 through balls through the entire season, Matt. That's insane. For Bournemouth, Semenyo leaves, you keep going, man. You keep going. It doesn't matter who's at the helm. Now they have this Kroupi kid that's taken over the prem, and
Real Madrid bound, Kroupi.
it might happen, man. So
Wait, Bournemouth trade Vinny Jr. for Kroupi.
hey, I would take that deal. Credit to Bournemouth, man. Huge win for them. We'll talk about Spurs again in the FA Cup session because it got worse for him as well.
They lost today?
They lost yesterday, yeah,
Oh.
to Villa. So we'll talk about it.
Or Spurs. I kind of took this weekend as like a breather from the Premier League and soccer in general. I did watch the last half of the Arsenal FA Cup game, only because my dad kept texting me, like, are you watching this game? Are you watching? I'm like, yeah, fine. I'll go downstairs and watch the game.
Credit to Bournemouth, man. Into the next game here, Matt. We got Brentford at home hosting Sunderland. It's Brentford winning 3-0. Igor Tiago with a brace. Yarmolenko with the 73rd minute goal. Igor Tiago's on a crazy run right now, Matt. He's on a goal scoring streak. What were your thoughts on this one?
So this one was just, I think I texted you, Sunderland look like they are about 10% below the level of Brentford, and Brentford just took advantage of it. That 10% in a 50-50 just gave it to them three times. It just was like the team that beats City just could not sustain the legs.
Yeah, I agree. And with how well Brentford have been playing and who they're going to be playing next in their London rivals, this is a huge moment here for Brentford. If they can get through the rest of this month and come away with 6 points somehow, I mean, they could actually be in a legitimate Champions League race because the manager seems to just be adjusting game to game with how they play. He's making them more flexible. I used to see a more orchestrated, organized, structured side. But Matt, they like to hold possession now. It was a good performance from them. So, any final thoughts on this one?
No, sir. Just a really surprised that the game went that way.
Into the next one here, guys. We got Crystal Palace at home hosting Aston Villa. It ends nil-nil, Matt. What were your thoughts on this one?
We'll get into Crystal Palace a little bit later, but I wasn't surprised. Crystal Palace looked like they're having the same thing that Sunderland are having. Just not enough bodies. And I think they're about to get picked clean some more before the end of the year.
Yeah, I don't even recognize two of the names they started in this game. The soul has just been ripped out of this team window after window, and now it seems like there's no soul left with this team. It's looking like that, but I didn't see much of this game, but it looks like it was close and contested. Villa dropped points in their title race, which is huge for Arsenal and City, so you'll take that all day. Into the next one here, guys. We got Everton. Nope, go
Yeah.
ahead.
Well, it's fun. I can't believe that all three title contenders drew today or drew that day or within that week, sorry, because they all played different days.
The league has had quite a bit of draws over the last couple weeks, it seems like, and a lot of nil-nils, so it's sort of mellowed out from the hot start. But
Where are we heading next?
into the next game here, guys, we got Everton at home hosting Wolves. It ends 1-1. A goal for Michael Keane, a red card for Michael Keane, and a Jack Grealish red card as well. And Mateus Mane again for Wolves, getting them a point. Matt, this Wolves team has picked up some form, which is good for them. Again, it's not at this point you're just playing for pride, which it seems like the Wolves fans are starting to change their mind about this team heading towards the end of the season.
So, I think this Wolves team is too good to be compared to that Derby team. Do you know what points total they had?
No, I don't.
Okay. I'll see if I can look at it before the end, but they're on 7 points. I mean, it's bad, but I think that there's enough talent on this team to break that record. And I think that should be their goal. I think they're going to go down. I don't think they can catch up to West Ham. I think if they could take jump Burnley, leapfrog Burnley. I just don't think there's enough in it for him to jump off West Ham as well.
I agree. But they have some good young talent that they can build in the championship. So maybe they can get back into the Prem a little bit sooner instead of having to wait a couple seasons. But this team does need a little bit of surgery, though, to be built before coming back up, I will say.
So
But
it is 11 points. They should try to beat it. I think that record is beatable by them.
definitely feasible. Credits both teams. Into the next one here. We got Manchester City at home drawing Brighton. It ends 1-1. Erling Haaland with the penalty in Matoma in the 60th minute. Matt, what were your thoughts on this one?
So, I was watching this one on my phone and I was watching Tottenham on my laptop, but I wasn't really paying attention to this game because it became kind of clear it was going to be a draw because City just looked like they had no drive, no chutzpah, and after the goal, it was just really kind of pathetic.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say, and it also just seems like they're just as we've been saying all season, they're just a little bit fragile defensively, and Matoma is just too clutch. So I agree. I didn't see too much of this one. I saw the Haaland penalty, and I saw him kind of fighting with Van Dijk all game, which was kind of funny. But hey, credit to both of them. Into the next one, we got Burnley at home hosting Manchester United. It ends 2-2. Goals from an own goal from heaven. Jadon Anthony in the 66th minute, and then a brace from Benjamin Sesko to get them a point.
Dude, what was happening in this game? I didn't get to watch it. Was this the one you were watching?
Yeah, so dude, I don't understand. Man United should have actually walked away with 3 points in this one. They had several chances cleared off the line. But I think there's positives you can take from this game. Sesko had a brace, and they were like very Leipzig-esque goals from Sesko. So I think there's some positives there. Bruno was back in this game. I think they were just unlucky. Defensively, they're just fragile, which is kind of what we've been seeing all season, though. But did you see much of this one? Any final thoughts?
No, because the Newcastle Leeds game came on late, and I was keeping an eye on that because I
Yeah.
was texting you. That game was insane when we get to it next.
Into the next one, Matt. Good segue, my friend. We have Newcastle at home hosting Leeds. It ends 4-3. A brace from Barnes, a goal from Joelinton, a goal from Bruno Guimarães, and then for Leeds, a brace from Henderson, and then a goal for DCL. Matt, you watched most of this one. What were your thoughts on it, man?
This was really like, you know how a loss can hurt more? Them getting that last goal in Newcastle was just like brutal to watch. The Leeds just like you could tell that they were just like they had nothing left in the tank. They fought as hard as they could and they were done. And it's kind of shitty because Newcastle does that a lot at their home ground.
Yeah.
And they're a team that I have no love for. I don't really like Leeds either, but at least Leeds have an underdog aspect.
Harvey Barnes scoring the latest Premier League goal of all time, which was beating Cole Palmer's against Manchester United a couple years ago. 112th minute, man. I mean, it's crazy how late these stoppage times are getting because how much the ball is out of possession. Hey, but at least the bright side, man, is our boy Brendan Aaronson, USA bound, USA national team. He's getting hot at the right time. Will we see some form from him in the summer, you think?
I hope so. I don't want the US to get demolished because my patriotism is kind of hanging by a thread. I am going to watch support the US, but if they do, I'm one of those fans as soon as they do something one like stupid play, I'm just like, bah, I'm done. I'm done.
I'm the same way, man.
I
I
remember
agree.
the World Cup in like 2011 or 2012 or whatever. They lost that shootout to Belgium. And I was so mad. I went on a bender because I had the next day off from work. And I was so hungover the day after that. I went to Honolulu and just drank on the beach all day. I was just drinking sugary drinks and I treated myself like terrible.
That Belgium team, man, they could have been so good. They were like the golden team, but never actually panned out. They ended up just being a bronze-worthy team. A young Haaland, a young De Bruyne, yeah, Lukaku. I don't understand how it didn't work out, but I agree, man. USA needs to put in some decent performances this summer because our boy Pochettino at the helm, Matt, our leader,
He
heading
needs
into this
India
year.
some help.
Yep. Alrighty, guys, into the Thursday night football. We had the title leaders against the title defenders, Arsenal versus Liverpool. Arsenal hosting Liverpool. It ends nil-nil, guys. This game was not that fun to watch. Allegedly, I did not see any of it. Matt, educate me, the fan. Educate me, the last living neutral. Matt, what were your thoughts on this one?
This game sucked. To keep you guys updated, I was taking a 4-day weekend, and when I found out this game was on a Thursday, I tried to get some vacation time. I ended up just calling out because I knew I wouldn't be able to focus on my job with a big 4-day weekend the next day. So I took the whole day off. I woke up late. I slept in. I was excited. I walked the dog. I on a long walk. I had a delicious like black iced coffee. And then I went and got some lunch, and I was ready to settle in for this game, and I was disappointed. Ty was right about the rain. Just
What were
kidding.
your th Yeah, I got you. What were your thoughts on the overall performance of both teams? Because I only saw the box score stats, so I can only speak from the box score stats standpoint, and they did not favor you guys that much, but I also didn't see much for Liverpool on their
No,
end either.
liver we liver. It was a crappy first half, and Liverpool outplayed us in the second. And there's only one player that really stood out to me that wanted to win the game, and that was Gabriel Martinelli. And he didn't see that guy go down, and he thought he was time wasting because guess what Liverpool been doing in the first half and parts of the second half? Time wasting, like everyone does. And he was trying to win the game, and it was just like I don't appreciate the comments that Gary Neville said about wanting to like have physical harm put on the young man.
Yeah, I don't think Martinelli knew the injury history that forget
No,
what
he
his name
didn't know though that he was facing the other direction when his knee wobbled and he fell down. It looked bad on the TV because the cameras were right there.
Yeah, that's
And
what I'm
he just
saying
didn't
is,
see it because he got pushed away by that guy.
it's just unfortunate either way. We know Martinelli's not a bad person. I mean, it's just,
Yeah, Arne Slot backed him up. He's like, come on.
it's a mistake. It's a human error, but it's not something that makes him a bad person in any sort of way. I mean, you
No,
can't
and
see
the
those things.
violence that was put towards him online, I'm just like, you want your players to win the games.
Yeah.
Like, I
100%.
wanted to win the game. I was so excited he was actually trying. I don't like what he did, but I wanted him to try.
Yeah, 100%. I did like the performance of McAllister from the highlights that I did see. And I thought Kirkez was probably one of the better players on the field. Probably his best performance in a Liverpool shirt, would you say, Matt? I mean, he kind of held Saka a little bit quiet. So Liverpool had a decent defensive performance overall, as a neutral, I wish there were some goals and some more action, especially from two teams like yourselves who are so good in attack. But more to come. Not something to hang your head on, as there's no other teams that drop points in this one.
Two things. One, Miles O'Skell is my opposite. He was getting run through by, I think it was Frimpong. And
Yeah, the
he
right
could
wing back.
not keep up with Frimpong. It was a Frimpong or Frimpong, however you say
Yeah, I
it.
got you.
And when I look at the result, I wasn't mad about the draw at all because the other two teams drew. If the other two
Gotcha.
teams won and we drew, I would be worried, but it looks like it was just a weekend that everyone got a freebie, kind of.
Yep. And everyone's going to get a little bit of a break now. I mean, the FA Cup passes, everyone gets a week, but of course, Arsenal and Chelsea match. But before we get into previews, Matt, did you want to discuss a little bit of the FA Cup?
Yeah, I was really not disappointed because I know Crystal Palace is going through a lot. I think it was just, let me check their players because I sent you this first thing in the morning and it was very shocking to wake up to Crystal Palace getting eliminated by a National League team.
Yeah, and it's not just in the cool thing is, Matt, it's not any National League team. It's a team that was a former like quality team in England. It was Macclesfield Town, and I guess they just went bankrupt or went under. And this is pretty much all that they can play for as a team that's not even in the Pro League. But Macclesfield FC, man.
Yeah, I'm checking
They
out. Yeah, I'm Gahey was on.
Guys, the aspect of this is Crystal Palace is the defending champions, and they just lost to a team that is not even a professional team. They are a semi-professional team. That is what they are listed as
So,
in the National League.
what division are they from, the National League or National League South?
It's National League. It's the sixth division.
Okay, then they're National League North or South.
Let me see. No, I'm not too sure. It doesn't specify. It just says National
I'll find
League.
out. Was there
But
anything else you wanted to cover on the FA Cup?
just some results. You guys won comfortably 4-1. Manchester United were knocked out by Brighton, so they will be playing the least amount of games that they have in 111 years, Manchester United. 40 games is all that they'll be eligible for.
Oh, do you want to talk about our boy Sean Dyche being sacrificed to the altar of the High Lord Ryan Reynolds?
Wrexham did upset Nottingham Forest as well via penalties. Hey, the Wrexham goalie, man, and penalties, calm, composed. I liked what I saw from the kid, man.
So Macclesfield Town is in the sixth division. They are considered not pro. The fifth division, they are pro, but they do have extreme limitations on what they can pay their
Gotcha.
players. So when you go to the sixth division, the National League breaks into Northern and Southern. And I don't remember where the line is, but like I'm trying to think of the team that replaced Wimbledon. They were a Southern team, and then when York was in sixth, they were a Northern team, just for geographics.
Gotcha. Yeah, and I think I just think it's crazy, man. This is the biggest upset we've ever seen in the FA Cup. We may never see anything like it ever again, even it's possible, but Sunderland advanced on penalties. Chelsea won 5-1 in Rosenier's first game. Played a little bit differently. Some things that I noticed, they had a little bit more freedom of movement, just some in possession. It looked like Hatto was in the Cucurella role, but really further high up as like a second striker almost. So just some little things that I noticed that's different than the Maresca side so far. We'll see how they look against Arsenal here on Wednesday. Is it Wednesday they play?
Yeah, we play the first leg of Wednesday.
Wednesday. And you guys are at home?
I'm checking right now.
Gotcha. But yeah, guys, it'll be for the semi-final. Matt, what are some things that you're looking forward to in this game between our historic clubs?
I kind of just honestly, I know you guys haven't won this cup as much. You make it to the final constantly, but I kind of want to win a trophy this year, and I wouldn't mind this one over the FA Cup because we haven't won it in a very long time.
Hey, Matt, then in that aspect, I wish you luck, man, because I'll tell you this, I do not care about this game one bit. I only care about the league at this point and the Champions League, because if they beat you guys, congrats. But we have played so much football that we should only be prioritizing the big trophies, in my opinion, if we're going to go for anything. Shout out to our co-host for joining us as well. But that's my dog. Matt, I just want to see how serious they go because they do have to play weekend football. So I wonder how rotated our sides are going to be. How full strength are you guys going to be versus this Chelsea side? Do you have any? And I seen Kai is starting to come back as well. Any thoughts, man?
I do not know what's wrong with my dog, but he does not want to cuddle, but he is crying, so I apologize in advance, guys. I'm gonna be honest with you, I do want to see Ethan Nwaneri start in the central midfield role. I do want to see Kai come in as either a sub or a starter, like come switch out for Gyökeres. I do want to see a Gyökeres Kai trade over instead of a Gyökeres Jesus trade over.
What are you thinking of Gyökeres's form? I've been seeing him get quite a bit of hate online recently. I haven't watched you guys, so I don't know. But what do you think is up with Gyökeres and the way he's been playing lately?
So I'm going to be honest with you, man. I think there are certain games that just do not play to his strengths. And I think Liverpool do not play to his strengths.
Gotcha. That's fair. Matt, are you ready to jump into some previews, my friend?
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I just got pawed in the nuts. All right. Match week 22. Here we go. Starting off on Saturday at 5:30, the Manchester Derby at 5:30 a.m. I'm going to check out the highlights.
Yeah, guys, I will not be up for this game. They love putting a big six game on at 5:30 a.m. for us Arizonans. I think this game is
Oh, if
actually
I'm
going to be
being in
pretty.
Hawaii, this would be
Oh,
on at 2:30 in the morning, 30 minutes after the bars close.
no thanks. No thanks at all. Matt, for this one, I'm going to go with a Manchester City 3, a Manchester United 2.
I am going to go for a 0-0 draw.
Ooh. So you
And
think
guys, I
United.
apologize. I can't calm Paco down. He is whining in the background. So if you do hear that, I can't do anything about it.
I actually don't hear it on my end,
Okay.
so you're good. But I like that take. You think United hold on defensively somehow? Okay. What do you got next one?
All right, next up, Crystal Palace travel to Sunderland. Honestly, with the way that both these teams have looked, I think Sunderland's going to win, but it's going to be a 1-0 lucky shot.
Yeah, both teams have been struggling a little bit in form, but they have Sunderland have the almighty Xhaka. I agree with you. 1-0.
Well, also, this is at the Stadium of Light where they do seem to do a lot better.
Gotcha.
All right, next up we have Brentford, another West London derby traveling to Stamford Bridge for the opening league game of your new coach, Hansa Rigi.
Opening league game for Rosnier. Opening day protest for Rosnier as well. There will be a protest before this game, so we'll see how it goes. And I've really been impressed with the way Brentford have been playing. Matt, they still live rent-free in my head from that long throw-in that they scored against us. I've been talking about it for 6 months now, Matt. It is time we get our vengeance. Chelsea have to win this game. I'm gonna go with a 3-0 Chelsea win.
I'm going the opposite. Well, not score-wise. I'm going a 2-1 Brentford win.
There you go. Respect. I like I said, guys, I do not care if we win or lose this game because my soul's been ripped out. But what I will say is they're getting healthier, so at least there should be, and they're going to be playing a little bit differently. Hopefully, the film room isn't too prepped for Brentford in that aspect.
All right, relegation fodder Burnley depart from Turf Moor to travel to Anfield and face Liverpool. And so the last, so there are five 8 a.m. games, and this is the third one.
Gotcha. I'm gonna go 2-0 to Liverpool. Last time they played, they only won 2-1. Burnley played pretty well, but I think Liverpool cleaned up shop 2-0.
If Ekitike is back, which I don't think he will be, I would suspect it's a 2-3 niller, but I think this is going to be a 1-0 to pool.
Gotcha. Fair enough.
All right, next up we have West Ham traveling to Tottenham Hotspur, hated rivalry in the North w East London.
Matt, I got a question for you. Do you think Frank makes it to this game? Because they lost in the FA Cup to Aston Villa. There was Mickey Van de Ven was disputing with the fans last week. They were fighting Villa over the weekend. Like literal, they were pushing and shoving with each other all game. What do you think Frank makes it to this next game?
I do. I think he will, if he gets let go, he'll get let go after this game. I think they're going to give him a relegation fodder opponent to try and sharpen up his fangs, but I don't think it's going to go well. My prediction, uno y uno, 1-1.
I'm gonna go with a 2-1 Tottenham win.
Okay. All right. Next up, we have Fulham traveling north to face Leeds.
Wow, this game's gonna be fun to watch. These two teams are both in form, both scoring goals. Matt, what is your prediction?
Tres o tres, 3-3.
I'm going to go with a 2-1 Fulham win. I think the way that they've been playing has been really good. And Harry Wilson looks like the best player on the planet right now. Give me the Fulham boys.
But he's going up against dominant Calvert-Lewin.
Very true. And Brendan and USA Brendan Aronson as well.
Skinny Thanos. Twig Thanos.
That's true. That's true.
All right, next up we have Arsenal travel. This is the 10:30, the Premier League. Arsenal travel to Nottingham Forest to face Sean Dyche in a steel cage.
Guys, this will be a comfortable performance for Nottingham Forest. It's going to be 1-0 to the Forest boys. In my very first prediction against Arsenal, they're going to drop points. Forest, Sean Dyche, two crashed beers dumped on his face right after.
My heart says that. My head says Arsenal 2-0.
That's probably the more logical
I'm starting
outcome.
to believe I'm Neo in the Matrix.
There you go. There you go. I'm happy for you.
All right, next up, moving into Sunday. So there's three games. Seven, we got Newcastle traveling to Wolves. I'm gonna do my like whatever you call it, where you go off the rails. I think Newcastle lose this to Wolves 2-1.
Ooh. Mateus Newt Mane maybe getting another goal on the score sheet. That'd be pretty sick. I do not. I'm gonna go with Newcastle 3-0.
Okay. Well, they lose like 10% away from home, and Wolves are cooking something.
There, you're true. That's very true. I can see you.
I think they make it to 10 points.
Gotcha.
All right, next, so the 9:30 match, we have Everton traveling to Aston Villa. A battle-worn Everton plagued with red cards face the Night King.
Yeah, another tricky game. I'm gonna have Villa barely squeaking it out 1-0. It's gonna be close, but I
I
don't
think
think
it's
Everton. Yeah.
going to be 2-0 for
Fair enough.
Villa.
I gotcha. What's up next?
All right, last game of the weekend, we have at 1 p.m. our time, we have Bournemouth traveling to Brighton, a battle of the South Coast Bees.
The Seagulls
Not to be
versus
confused with the
the
Bees of Brentford. We're talking about the first letters of their names.
Gotcha. Very true. Yeah, the Seagulls versus the Cherries.
The Cherry
Brighton.
Prince kind of goes to the east to face his one of his nearest geographical rivals in the Prem.
Very true. It's kind of a weird one. Like Brighton are such a weird team where I can't really gauge them ever this season. So I'm just gonna go with Bournemouth. I know what I'm getting from Bournemouth, and that's gonna be a 2-1 victory.
So I agree. So what I see is, you ever seen the old movie For You, Major League?
It is that with
Charlie Sheen, it's the Cleveland
yes.
Browns. I quote
Yes.
it all the time. So what I see is
The Indians, the Cleveland
the
Indians.
Cleveland Indians. Danny Welbeck is the old catcher who has to ice his knees and like put Bengay on them after every match. And when he is good, they are good. When he is not good, they are not good.
Very true. I'm with you, man.
But for me, I think the Cherry Prince shows that he is indomitable. He has taken some punches, but he is going to win this 1-0.
I could see that. Yeah. Both have victories for the Cherries. Matt, did you have any stoppage time or anything like
No,
that?
I actually know why Paco's crying. I forgot to feed him, and I thought Tom did before he left. He didn't, so I got to go. I don't
Gotcha.
have anything today, but I will get the pot up for you guys.
Hey,
You have anything for
we
me?
appreciate you guys tuning in. We will see you for next weekend of football, reviewing the Arsenal Chelsea game, reviewing the Premier League games with some big games coming up. Matt, close us out, my friend.
Live long and watch some football, lads.